The Bible reading today comes from Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Well, the end of one year, the beginning of another. In some ways, it's just another day ticks over. But the fact that we think about it in terms of blocks causes us to think and review at times, and New Year's resolutions. Maybe we need a New Year's revolution around it. New Year's resolutions and things like that are the sort of thing that spring to mind as you think about moving into a new year. I've got a New Year's resolution that I've kept for the last 20 years, every year, same resolution, not to make any New Year's resolutions. Yeah, it's a thing, but there is that sense in which we do think about a year is finished, a whole lot of things that we've been involved in, and now we're looking forward to what's next, what comes after this, what are we going to invest back into this year, are there things that we're going to do the same, are there things we're going to do different? And I think the important thing we've got to keep thinking about is that it's not just years, it's a life. It's that we are growing towards something, both individually and together, and particularly if we're wanting to serve God, towards his purposes. Now, Paul, when he writes this, has just in the previous bit of his letter been saying, you know what, I had all the reasons to be proud of in myself, of all the achievements that you could get that would make you an important person, particularly in a religious sense. You know, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and he knew the law inside and out, and obeyed every little bit of it that he could and everything else. And he's saying, but I actually now regard all of that as actually nothing apart from serving and obeying Christ. And so that's the sort of background to this. And then he's challenging the Philippian church with these words of his own confession, in a sense. Not that I've already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself... to have yet taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which Christ has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. There's not much in those little verses in one sense, but there's an awful lot if we actually take that really seriously and think about what Paul is saying and what it might mean for us to say the same sort of stuff about being followers of Jesus, and that there is this goal that we're heading towards of being obedient to him, fulfilling his purposes and plans, being a part of God's big plan, and us being used individually and corporately. So Kiwana Life, you know, we're not there yet. We're on that journey. We're becoming what God wants us to be. And there's more yet to come. And I think there's some stuff here about the forgetting what is behind. You know, I don't think that means just totally obliterated out of your mind, but I think it means don't rest on what you've done before. In other words, that's been great, but there's so much more to do yet, so don't get stuck on the good. Move on to the better and the more important stuff that I've got for you in the future. And so as we think, as a church, what is God saying to us right now and as we move into the future, what is the better and the best that he's got for us, and how can we, in a sense, forget, move on from all the good that has happened so far, build on the shoulders of that great stuff into better stuff and be more fruitful and more productive for the kingdom of God. I don't have all the answers to that, but together we do. Together, as we pray and discern what God has got for us, we can begin to get some idea of what God is saying to us as a body, as a corporate fellowship, as an entity, a part of God, Christ's body, as we're moving into the future. Sure, God will speak to leadership, but he also speaks to every other person in the church. And as we share and pray and discern together, God's going to show us the stuff that's going to make us most fruitful and most productive. Now, I've been a church consultant for a long time, and one of the things I discovered is churches are great at starting new things, but they just can't let go of old things easily. And so if there's stuff, especially if it's been good, and especially if it's still good, if there's something better, it's really hard to let go of that. People have invested a lot in it. People actually have a heart for it still. But if God is saying that was for yesterday, not today or tomorrow, then somehow we need to hear that, and we need to be prepared not only to start new things, but sometimes to let go of old things. I'm not pointing at anything. I don't know if there's anything we actually need to let go of at this point, but for us to be willing to do that sort of stuff. And also in your own life, stuff that you've been involved with, you know, a season of singing comes to an end, but God's got a new thing and maybe a better thing for the time that was invested in that in the past. And we've just got to keep looking forwards always to that sort of stuff. What has God got for me? And it doesn't matter what age you are. Remember when Joshua had done a lot of the conquering of the land and he was thinking about settling back and enjoying the conquest, what did God say to him? Does anyone remember? He's about 80 at this stage, they believe. Does anyone remember what God said to Joshua? There is yet much more land to be conquered. So here he is. He's sort of won the major battles, but still there was more for him. So it doesn't matter if you're 80. There's still more stuff that you can be doing for God. A few nudges going on there. And it might not be the same stuff you could do when you were 70, 60, 50 or 40, but it's important stuff that you keep on the track, on the journey that God has got for you, fulfilling your part in your own life, but also fulfilling your part in his family. And so we all have really important parts to play. And we all know, there's this little saying, that you can't have a new and a different future unless you unsettle the present. Because if you keep doing exactly what you're doing now, we'll keep doing the same stuff and we'll keep getting the same results. If we want to grow and to be better and improve on what we're doing, then we actually need to disturb some of what is to be, make space for the new stuff that God wants us to be doing. And so there might be some changes of people involved in different things. Maybe God's just beginning to speak to you about, you know, you've been doing that for a long time and it's been really great, but you know what? I reckon next year you need to move on and do this. It's more of a challenge, or it's going to be more fruitful if you're doing that rather than this. Now that's scary, because some people are depending on you in a certain area of ministry and saying, oh, I couldn't possibly afford to lose so-and-so out of this ministry. But if God leads you on, he'll raise up others to take your place. Or it might just be indicative of the fact that that ministry has really, you know, done its job, and it might be time to move on from that. But I don't think we ought to get stuck out of duty and obligation in doing something that maybe God has moved on from and wants us to move into new stuff. So I'm never too scared, although it does cause issues, when people come and say, you know what, I just don't want to do this anymore. I feel like I've fulfilled my part in that, but this is where my heart is. This is what God seems to be saying to me. Because you know where your passion is where you'll serve the best. The stuff that really resonates with what God is calling you to is the stuff that you'll stay committed to through the hard times, when it does get not as easy or as exciting as you thought it was going to be, and then press through and achieve the stuff that God's got for you. So, just a few little thoughts there. What has God called us towards? That's the sort of thing we need to be discerning together. Press on towards the goal. What are some of the goal things that God would have for a church, for his church, for Kiwanis Life? Those are some of the things I want you to be thinking about when you're thinking about what is God calling us to in the future. What should we be more focused on for 2016, 17, 18 as we move forward? Are we really hitting the target of what God's got for us? And so God has called us. He's called us towards heavenward. In a sense, I think of that prayer that Jesus said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's part of the goal, that we would be part of God bringing his kingdom principles to bear in the place that we are today. And that's what's really important to him. Not us enjoying coming to church necessarily because we like the music or we've got good friends there. That's all important and that's a benefit of it. But the really important thing is, are we fulfilling the call that God has given us? Are we working towards the goal that he's got for us as a church, which is more about his purposes than our own? I like the way Eugene Peterson in the Bible, The Message, puts some of this. And I'm going to read that and a little bit more that goes on from this passage. So, picking up the same passage and then going a bit further. And these words maybe make it... No, this is not a change on the screen. That comes later. Verse 12. I am not saying that I've got this all together, that I've made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward, to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on the goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that you're on the right track, let's stay on it. Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those who you see running on the same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you of them many times. Sadly, I'll have to do it again. All they want is Easy Street. They hate Christ's cross. But Easy Street is a dead-end street. And those who live there make their bellies their gods, Belshazzar are their praise, and all they can think of is their appetites. But there's far more to life for us. We are citizens of high heaven. We're waiting for the arrival of the Saviour, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful, and the beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be under and around him. Captures it greatly, doesn't it? How many of you have got prayer and hopes and dreams for your kids that you would like to see some change happen? Why don't you stand up and we'll pray a prayer for all of that, because I think that's really important. Family is really important to us. I might get a bit emotional because I'm standing too. But I want to pray because I believe God wants our kids to be in the kingdom. He wants our kids to be serving him. And yeah, sometimes it's hard as parents to know the right stuff to say and do. And maybe we need to have a fresh wisdom from God to know what is right for us. But let's pray. Lord, we stand before you because we've got kids, family members who don't know you. We'd love them to be part of your family. We'd love to be united with them under Jesus. We love them to be serving you instead of themselves and the world. And Lord, we just lift them up before you. You loved every one of them. You came to this earth and you died for every one of them. And you just want every one of them to know you, and we just want that too. So Lord, we just ask that whatever the new thing is that might happen this year that might break through in their lives, whatever that is, we pray, Lord, that your will would be done, that we would be able to be used in right ways, to be able to be cooperating with that and not getting in the way. I know, Lord, personally, sometimes I say stuff that actually makes it worse rather than better because I put pressure on. And I pray, Lord, that maybe I would have some fresh insight, and others would too, to know the right words to say at the right time and in the right way where that's appropriate, and shut my mouth when it's not. And I pray, Lord, that you would break through into their lives. Maybe send others to reveal you in ways that they'd be open to. We commit our children to you, Lord. Our family members, our husbands, partners, and others who don't know you. Parents, grandparents, that we would see them come to know you over these next couple of years. And we ask this in the might and power of the name of Jesus. Amen. The thing I'd be dreaming and hoping for is people coming to know Jesus. That we've had a lot of influence in the community. We've made lots of great relationships, and it takes time for those to bear fruit. But I think it's time we saw some fruit. I think it's time we saw more fruit than we've seen in the last little while. And I think we need to be more alert to the Holy Spirit guiding us and leading us into the ways in which we can actually be the ones who do some of the reaping after the great sowing and watering that we've been doing for many years. And I've got a vision that many Sundays we're going to be over there on the side of the lake baptizing people who are just expressing new faith in Jesus. And so I would like to see that we're getting our feet wet more than once or twice in this coming year as we see people following Jesus through the waters of baptism, but primarily committing their life to serve and follow him. And I would hope that when we come to the end of this year, this coming year, there'll be many, many people in the kingdom of God, many of them here with us, maybe some of them go other places, that's all right, but we want to see the kingdom come and grow over this coming year. So, we've read that passage as our Bible reading. I wonder if we could actually read it together as a statement of hope, and so that you're actually reading that as if it's you saying this. Do you reckon you could do that? So we'll all read it together, and it's us making a statement that's saying we're going to go for the goal. We're going to put ourselves out there, not settle back on the things we've had in the past, but we're going to go for what God's got for us. Now, this is personal. This is you saying that. If you don't feel you want to say it, just listen to others. But let's all read that together as a statement of what we're committing to for this coming year. Ready? Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward towards, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now that's for you. Now what about Kiwana Life? Can we swap that over? This is us together. Can we say the same sort of stuff for our church, for Kiwana Life, that we are moving on in the same sort of way, making the same sort of commitment together? Now, if you come from somewhere else and you're visiting today, put your own church in your mind as you're saying this, that it actually is something that you're going to commit to along with the rest of the people in your church. So let's read it again, and this time we're thinking corporately, we're thinking Kiwana Life community, and so this is what we want to do. Not that we have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at our goal, but we press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of us. Brothers and sisters, we do not consider ourselves to have taken hold of it, but one thing we do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, we press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. It's a statement, but it's also a prayer and an expectation of faith. Nothing will happen unless you really begin to become fully committed to following that through. And that's the challenge as we move into a new year. Are we going to stay the same or are we going to grow? Are we going to make excuses or are we going to step out in faith and trust God? Are we going to do the same old or are we going to ask God to give us new direction? And that's the challenge as we move into 2016. God bless you, and I'm going to be on the journey with you.